This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2617. So what is resilience and why is it so important to have in our daily lives? By Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. And without further ado, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. So what is resilience and why is it so important to have in our daily lives? By Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. For most of my life, when someone told me I needed to be resilient, it made me think about a football player limping back onto the field after a big hit, or a marathon runner jogging that last mile in clear physical pain. If I was to think about resilience in a business setting, I would equate it with suffering through the emotional and physical discomfort of working 18-hour days for weeks to close a transaction. However, over time, I've come to see that resilience is not really about digging deep and bearing pain to accomplish a goal, because when we get there, we are usually weaker and exhausted, having compromised so much to achieve our goals. So what is resilience and why is it so important to have in our daily lives? We know life has its stresses and we won't be able to escape certain conflicts and problems, but we have a choice to either hold on tight, stressing about each situation and holding resentments going forward, or we can cultivate resilience. These days for me, resilience means no matter what we are experiencing, we are always able to use the moment as a new beginning. It is a practice of learning from mistakes, taking responsibility for our actions, and beginning again in each moment without regret. Now that might seem like a tall order, but with this idea of resilience, we can let go of all of the stress and worry and not carry it over to the next day. This way we find our way back to balance and the opportunity to approach the next experience with more joy and ease. Here are a few tips to strengthen your inner resilience muscle and find that joy and freedom in the days to come. Number one, the most important factor in creating resilience is awareness. We must find strategies to recognize when we are stressed and exhausting our ability to carry on with a clear mind. Before you go to sleep at night, try to list the things in your life that are bothering you. If you feel you have an endless list, pick 4 or 5 issues that appear to be giving you the most emotional pain. First, ask yourself if each one is an issue that can be solved by making a decision. Is it a chronic issue that you need to deal with every day, or is it something from the past that you can't let go? Number two, now try to lessen the burden of each problem with the mindset of maybe. Here are some maybe statements to consider. Maybe whatever you are experiencing can turn out better than you're expecting. Maybe your thoughts about the situation are not true. Maybe there's something to learn in this situation that will benefit you. Maybe the situation needs more time to resolve. Maybe you need to leave the situation to begin again. Or maybe you are okay no matter how the situation resolves. Exploring these statements may help you gain a larger perspective on the situation so you don't hold on so tight to your perception of what is happening. Every moment can be a new beginning filled with hope and possibility, if you remember that maybe is always at play. Number three, now that you have gained some perspective from your maybe statements, try to revisit the issues that are bothering you. If a decision needs to be made, recognize that even if you make a mistake, there will be more choices and opportunities again in the future. Life does not have one lane and usually does not come down to one moment. Do the best you can to accept your decision and allow yourself the ability to experience what you have chosen while realizing that maybe is by your side. If it is a chronic issue, there can still be joy in the moment and possibly healing or resolution over time. Ask yourself what is left to experience in this moment and allow whatever sunlight is around to shine. Truly open to what life has to offer. If the past is holding you back, try to recognize that you have no idea where a different decision in the past would have left you today, maybe not for the better. All you know is that you are here in this moment with the hope and possibility that life can be better today. If we can hold our stresses and worries without such a tight grip, we can build inner resilience and daily crises won't knock us off our feet. We will maintain the strength through each experience so when opportunities or possibilities come our way, we will be alert and ready to embrace them. As we create more inner resilience, we will see each moment as a new beginning and recognize that maybe everything is okay. You just listened to the post titled, So What is Resilience and Why is it so important to have in our daily lives? By Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Allison. She's a friend of the show and a fellow podcaster. You can find her podcast, 10 Minutes to Less Suffering. And she's also the author of The Gift of Maybe, which you can find on Amazon, among other places. Please do check out her work and really any of the authors I narrate from, because without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And we just talked about awareness yesterday. I mentioned how meditation and focusing on the breath is a great way to learn to become aware. But Allison brought up another strategy, making a list. Writing things down, journaling, these are all great, as meditation doesn't work for everyone. And I know why, as it can be very frustrating at times for some. And while meditation has its own pros and cons and sort of secondary or ancillary benefits, so does journaling. It can be incredibly cathartic and work as a kind of release valve, where, for me at least, meditation doesn't really work like that. So it's always great if you hear something that resonates to try it out. Actually, even if it doesn't totally resonate, because you'll never know unless you try. You may be surprised that something that sounded kind of meh might just end up becoming a favorite of yours. That's all part of the fun. So do try something out, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in a moment with our weekly bonus episode, where your optimal life awaits.